This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Anyone in the U.S. who used Facebook in the last 16 years can now collect a piece of a $725 million settlement by Facebook's parent company, Meta, because of privacy violations. The settlement stems from multiple lawsuits that were brought against Facebook by users who claimed that the company improperly shared their data with third-party sources, such as advertisers and data brokers. The litigation began after Facebook was embroiled in a privacy scandal in 2018 with Cambridge Analytica, which scraped user data from the site in an effort to profile voters. Meta denied any liability or wrongdoing under the settlement, but the agreement means that U.S. residents who used Facebook between May 24, 2007 and December 22, 2022 can file a monetary claim before August 25th of this year. Facebook users can go to the claim website at facebookuserprivacysettlement.com to fill out a claim. The settlement amount per user will depend on how many people fill out a claim. There's a final approval hearing for the settlement on September 7th, when the court will decide whether to approve the deal and award attorney's fees and other costs. If the settlement is approved, the case could still face appeals. Facebook users can opt out of the settlement. One reason to do that is to keep one's rights to separately sue the company about the issues and allegations in the case. Facebook users can opt out of the class action settlement by July 26th. In Montana government, the state has revoked procurement authority from the Office of Public Instruction after Montana's Public Education Agency failed a review by the Department of Administration. Montana's Office of Public Instruction was found to have deficiencies in its agency practices. In a memo sent to the State Education Superintendent Elsie Arnson, the department notified OPI that it had received a score of 57% in a recent review of its contracting procedures, a failing score. DOA's review found that OPI failed to retain adequate records about its solicitation and execution of contracts for third-party services. The review also determined that OPI had not adequately trained its staff on the policies governing the solicitation of bids and the awarding of agency contracts, and that OPI failed to show that it had verified the eligibility of vendors prior to awarding contracts. State Financial Services Division Administrator Cheryl Gray wrote in the memo, "Effective immediately, OPI must submit all procurement activity over the small purchase threshold with a total contract value of $10,000 or more to the State Procurement Bureau, and SPB will complete the procurement action on behalf of OPI." OPI is charged with overseeing Montana's K-12 public education system and is one of four agencies headed by an independently elected statewide official. Elsie Arnson, the superintendent of public instruction, has faced calls for her resignation and criticism of her management of the agency. More than 90% of the employees at OPI under her term of office have left the agency. The review that resulted in OPI's suspension was instituted as the result of a legislative audit in 2018 that found gross deficiencies in the agency. No other agencies have had their procurement authority suspended in the recent past. OPI's suspension will hold until they correct the deficiencies. This weekend, the Lyrid meteor shower will be visible across most of the night sky. Known as one of the oldest recorded meteor showers, the Lyrids are expected to produce 10 to 15 falling stars per hour for three nights, with a peak of 9:06 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The Lyrids have been making their appearance in the sky since April 15th and will hang around until April 29th, but the meteor shower peak is relatively narrow compared with the more famous summer Perseid meteor shower and others. The best time to view the Lyrids with a chance at seeing the most meteors will start late evening Saturday through the early morning hours on Sunday. A near new moon will give perfect viewing conditions with no bright light interference from what a full moon would cause. The next Lyrid meteor shower is expected in 2042. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.